You have grits out of corn meal. We used to have these big cracker cans. You know, they used to have cracker cans about this tall in the store. I don't know, they sold crackers by the pound. I know they're stale. But Noah would get a big cracker can, two of them, and he'd fill one full of meal, one full of flour. And my son, my daughter, they were little, and my daughter wanted to have a paddock party, as you call it, and have some girls in. So I always tried to fulfill their wishes. And so I said, all right. And I didn't feel like fooling with it, but I said, all right. So I had my baby boy. He was very good with me in the house, and he helped me in the house. And my older boy, who's at American Airlines in Tulsa, and the younger boy was and had been in, he went to the Marines later in World War II. He was in the Marines. But he helped me in the kitchen, and I said, son, I have that biscuit tray, and making up cookies. I said, I have that biscuit tray, all the cookies in there, but they need a little bit more flour. I have the butter, sugar creams, and eggs, and I have some flour in there. You take it and sift a little more flour in there and be working on that while I'm doing this. And he dipped his sifter down in the meal bag. And he finished the cookies with meal.
Cornmeal,
And I said, well, I'm not going to throw them out. More, mother, I have put meal in these cookies. I said, well, I'm not going to throw them out. I never have done that before, but let's roll them out. And I had a big wide board. I rolled it out and I cut them. And they were good. Hmm. They had a little crunchy, grainy taste that the girls had never had before. Noah's had gone out and killed a lot of rabbits. The snow was on the ground. And he had taken the intestines out. That's all. And had hung them up in the smokehouse. He hadn't taken the hide off, I mean the skin off. But he had, as you called them, gutted them. And they were hanging up in the smokehouse, and so they got about 20 out that day hunting. And so I took the legs, the big legs, and fried them. And I used the backs and the front legs to make chicken salad. And could put boiled eggs and everything in that, you know. And I did, sometimes I had celery seed when I didn't have celery. And
got to get back to corn.
All that heaped up. And they said, the best chicken and the best tea cakes I've ever had in my life. And they were corn meal. So you have grits and you have hominy.
Did you have anything called a corn dodger?
You could drop that in the greens as they're cooking.
What's the difference between hush puppies and corn dodgers?
Oh, hush puppies, you season them very highly with seasoning, a little flour, and a little hot stuff, and drop them in the grease where you fry fish. Mm-hmm. In the grease for fish. And they're little balls.
Now, would you describe the other?
Now, the other, you just put salt in the meal and nothing, no baking powder, no salt. No baking powder, no soda. And just enough water to make them stick together and a little salt and drop it in little balls down in your greens cooking and then take it out and it'll be little balls right like that.
What is it called, a dodger?
That's a dodger.
Hmm.